an exciting occasion. The first human to grace our village in probably 1,000 years. And to think I've been given the honor to talk with such a special guest as well. But before any of that, we've got a few formalities that we need to get out of the way. Oh, truly the worst part of my duties. I'd rather just get straight into the fun parts. What are the fun parts? I'm sure you'll find out soon enough. Now, let me explain why you're here and what my job is. I'm sure by now, you know why you're being passed around the village secretively, right? It caused a sensation. Well, yes, sort of. I suppose that is the kind of wording the chief would use. To be honest, someone like you, you'd probably just get jumped in the streets and ravaged by some low-class kitsune. You've already been. Well, at least you've been able to partake of the higher quality experiences of our village. Now, the official reason you're at my shrine is that I, and I alone, can properly examine your spirit. Our doctor, whom I believe you haven't met yet, well, she can tend the physical part of your body, but only I am capable of mending your spirit. Well, assuming your spirit needs mending, but that's what we're here to figure out. Not only that, but my shrine acts as sort of a library. We store all of our written records here, and from time to time, I also play the role of historian. So, even if I can't immediately divine what's going on with you, I might just be able to find the answer elsewhere. Now, before we start, do you have any questions for me? My form? My. Barely moments in my home when you're already eyeing me like that? How shameless. That's not. I see. How disappointing. Well, allow me to explain then. Kitsune, at least those in our village, we have the ability to adjust how dense our form is by manipulating our spiritual energy. I chose this form as keeping my body dense results in less expenditure of spiritual energy. And not only that, but while performing the necessary duties to honor my goddess, I found that many enjoy this form. Short, but curvaceous. Why, it has its own appeal, does it not? I find that it creates a rather unique experience during intimacy. Of course, some others in the village mock me for my choice, but that's just because they haven't experienced the joy of being picked up during. Anyway, questions? My goddess. My dear, that is an excellent question, and one I could talk your ear off about for hours. I'll keep it short, since we have plans to attend to. I and many in this village, we worship the Harvest Goddess. Her blessings grant us a nearly limitless bounty from the land. She is, of course, also a goddess of fertility, and she confers a number of other blessings upon our kind. Are you surprised we are faithful? I know that many humans look upon Kitsune as deities as well. But, as your kind might say, there is always a bigger fish. Now, I think that's enough questions for the moment. Why don't we step into the sitting room and have a little chat about what's going on? I am sure you've told it enough times already to the others. But I'm not quite familiar on how you got here. You can keep it brief if you'd like. As much as I'd love to have a more intimate chat with you, why, the chief would get mad at me if I didn't get through my examination. Chimes called you to the forest and you followed them. And you ended up here. I see. How strange. And yet, it sounds almost familiar to me. I think there was a story we passed down ages ago that has happened to involve Chimes. Well, it may not be the same. But later on, I can look into the archives and see what I can find. For now, we should focus on letting me investigate your spirit. I want to look for any oddities within you that we wouldn't find with a physical exam. So, please, have a seat and make yourself comfortable. Coffee? Good. I'll take my seat as well. But, surprised? You shouldn't be. I have to be close to you to touch your spirit in any meaningful way. That makes sense, right? You know, this is another advantage of maintaining a dense form. I can just easily nestle into your lap and get even closer to you. How's this? Or would you rather I face away so you can enjoy my tales? I heard from the chief that you're rather fond of that sort of thing. Is it facing away? Oh, of course. I'll settle into your lap just like this. And you can bury yourself in my tails. Touch them. Embrace them. Do whatever. Whatever your heart desires. I'm putting your arms around me instead. Wow, that will bring us a bit closer and make my job easier. You know, you don't have to be shy, human. place your hands wherever you desire. Having spent my entire existence devoted to our goddess of fertility, I am quite used to such advances, and I thoroughly welcome them as well. So relax. Open your heart and soul to me. Indulge in my tales and my soft, thick body. Empty your head and think of nothing but me. And if you do this, I'll be able to search the depths of your soul as I desire. Oh, you're gripping my thighs and waist so firmly. Take your fingers in if you like. You won't find a softer body in the village. It's like kneading dough, isn't it? That's good. Your breath is slowing down a bit. Yes, and just continue doing whatever you please. Bury your face in my tails. Drink deep of my scent. I can feel your spirit. Yes, bring yourself closer to me. It's... the color is a little bit off. How strange. It's strong, though. Gods, your spirit is strong. It's intense and overwhelming. Every time you squeeze me, I can feel it getting closer. I've never met a human with such a powerful essence inside of them. Let me dive deeper into your soul. I want to bathe in your spirit. I want to swim through it as if it were the ocean. That's so dense. Everything appears to be as expected. Why this color, though? Why this color? I need some space. Please, please, let me go. I've done this so many times, but I've never encountered such a strong spirit, let alone from a human. It was practically overwhelming. I feel like I could have blanked out and lost myself at any moment. Diving through your spirit like that? In some ways, it was akin to being wrapped in a warm blanket. In other ways, it was almost oppressive. You shouldn't take offense to that, though, my dear. It isn't anything wrong on your part. Just the nature of it all. What? Oh, yes. The collar. I kept saying that, didn't I? When your spirit is strong and intact, I see no oddities within it, other than the color. The way that I can see these things, different beings have a different hue to their spirit. Humans are typically a soft white. Kitsune are typically a rich blue, comparatively. Yours is... it's in between that. It's a pale blue. Don't misinterpret that. You are fully, wholly human in every way. But something has influenced the color of your spirit to shift it closer to my kind. And to be honest, I've never quite seen anything like it. I'm going to have to go through the archives for sure. Part of me wants to talk to another of our elders, but another part of me is almost afraid to tell them about this, in case it's something bad. That was more exhausting than I expected it to be. I almost want to take a nap and try to recover my spirits before studying. You haven't been here that long either. There's hours until the chief comes to retrieve you. Oh, it would be rude for me to do that. Any way you can help? I see what you want. You're no fool. You've been with the others after all, haven't you? You want to feed me. Is that it? There's no need to hide it. No need for pretense. I've been feeling it from the moment I sat in your lap. The way you grabbed me and touched me. Not to mention the way you cast your gaze upon me when we first met. You know, in other shrines, such an act would be sacrilege. But here... in view of the goddess, why, it would merely honor her. And I would be honored to partake of your spirit as well. A little bit would go a long way, though. So, if that is what you're offering, I'll happily accept. I can get a quick refresh from you, and then we can head to the archives together. How's that sound? Good. Well, what are you waiting for then? You've got a curvy kitsune sitting in your lap still. There's no need to hold back any longer. You've been staring at me ever since you've arrived. Were you wondering about what it'd be like to sink your hands into my soft, meaty body? To squeeze my fat breasts? Or were you wondering how I can spend the entire day taking care of the shrine while dressed in these clothes that barely cover my body? My dear, these are the garments prepared for me by my goddess. It is my duty to be available, to breathe, at a moment's notice. This form isn't just my choice alone. The goddess helped shape my body for sex. Did you notice how light I was on you, despite how thick my body is? Keep your arms around my waist and stand up, if you so desire. There you go. That was easy, wasn't it? All of her disciples have been blessed in this way. Why, we're practically made to breed. My body is like a warm, squishy ball of sex. Here, look at my pussy. It has been practically gushing since I sat in your lap. I want you to just imagine sliding that hard cock inside of my squishy pussy. Imagine carrying me around the room, practically impaled upon this thick meat, unable to do anything, unable to resist, with no option but to let you use me like a sex toy. I can feel it growing even harder against me. Do you like carrying me around like this? I can grow rather fond of it myself. Here, I know you can hold me with just one hand. Why don't you use the other to lift the flap of my dress up? Take a look at my breasts. Do you like what you see? This is another for blessings. As soon as I felt your cock press against me, they started leaking. You may drink from them, if you'd like. Honestly, you can do anything with me that you desire. You can be gentle and kind, or you can be rough. You can treat me like a sex toy. You can breed me and use me to your heart's content. This is my purpose as a priestess. I know what the others did with you. No, what the others did to you. I can smell the scent of sex on you. I also know them well enough to know they forced themselves on you. That's the last thing that I want to do. Want you to take me of your own desires. I can feel your body trembling against mine as you hold me. Do you need a priestess's guidance to take the final step? I see. Take me back to the table, plant me on my back, and breed me like an animal. I knew you wouldn't hold back. right into it. You are a beast, aren't you? I knew it was big just in feeling against my back. It's so big, and every thrust reaches so deep inside of me. I love the feeling of your body pressing down on me. Every heavy thrust is pounding into me. Kiss me. Deeper, harder, press deeper inside of me. I feel it stretching me out. Yes, deeper. Every stroke, I can feel your cock head pressing against my womb. Good boy. Good boy. Kiss me deeper. Pray to me. So rough. So good. So hard. I wish you could stay with me. Imagine you stay in my shrine and just breathe me like this every single day. So thick, stretching me out. Just imagine what it'd be like you stay home with me every day. Could breathe like animals, hot and sweaty. Just us, nobody else. You can just knock me up over and over again. dig your fingers into my soft, squishy body. Grab my breasts. Squeeze them. Milk them. Drink from me. So hot and sweaty. Oh, I love this. This is how it's meant to be. Just the two of us mindlessly fucking each other like animals. Been so long. I want you to stay. Don't leave me. Stay with me. Inside me so bad. I want you to give me all of it. I want you to fill me up so much that it gushes out. Greedy. I need it. I want you to fuck me like you mean it. I want you to pour every drop of cum you have inside of me. Don't hold back. Give it to me. Be as rough as you want with me. So fast. So rough. I love it. Oh, this is how it should be. Come inside of me. Come inside of me. I can feel that you're cock twitching. Deep inside of me. Give it to me. Give me everything. So good. So good. Hard. So deep. I want all of your cum. I want you to breathe me. I want you to knock me off. Give me the biggest load you can. Give me everything. Fill my greedy pussy with your cum. So much. There's so much. It's gushing out of me. It's so thick. I can taste your spirit pouring into me. From the look on your face, I can tell you enjoyed yourself as well. I hope that you can appreciate the fortune of the position you've been placed in. Not just with myself, but with the village as a whole. Even with just that, I feel like I have so much more energy. Thank you for your offering to the shrine, my dear. You, on the other hand, look positively drained. I'm not surprised. You are like an animal. The good news is, I keep the archive rather comfortable. I've spent a lot of time in there eating and taking naps. So, you'll be able to do just that while I do my research. The mess. Oh, please. A little bit of fox magic will take care of that in no time. You can't take care of a shrine like this without knowing how to clean up after the fact. Plus, it's not like I spilled much, is it? Now, come along then. Pardon the stacks of books and paper everywhere. Nobody really comes in here but me anymore. So I don't keep it too tidy. But I do know where basically everything is. Despite how much of it there is. Honestly, we were supposed to build a proper library at one point. But the chief said it was a waste because I needed something to do anyway. Here. And there's a pile of pillows I usually nap on in here. You can rest there. Ta-da! You want to stay closer to me? Are you getting attached already? I have a bad habit of talking to myself. You might not get the best rest. Well, if you're sure, you can pull some pillows up to the table. In any case, I think I already know where the book I need is. So, you can stay right here. I'm gonna grab a big stack of books on the history of our village. You should have what I need. Oh, not this. What about back here? No. Does this book? This book doesn't go back far enough. How about let's try this one. This might. Oh, what about back here? This might have something. History about what we last had a regular population of humans in the village. Here, in the very end of it all. Thursday. There should be something around here. Had entwined our fates deeper than I'd realize. The look on your face, so peaceful. I barely have the heart to disturb you, but well. I could tell the chief that I wasn't able to finish my investigation, that you have to stay overnight. You can stay right there. We can cuddle up a little bit, and I can tell you in the morning. Get as much rest as you can, because if this is accurate, you're gonna need your energy. I'll just keep studying in the meantime. Good morning, sleepyhead. Do you know what time it is? You slept the night away in the library. I was able to make an excuse to keep you here. I didn't want to disturb you. After I came back, I pulled your head into my lap and just left you there while I continued reading. My thighs make an excellent pillow, don't they? Well, if you like them that much, all you have to do is tell the chief that you'd rather stay with me than her. Though I don't suppose she'll take that well. She seemed rather annoyed that I kept you. In any case, I have an answer to the chimes. Sort of. It isn't really an answer. There's no solid proof behind it. Merely faith. I'm inclined to believe it, but I don't expect you to be. You still want to know? Alright. So, long, long time ago, we shared this village and the surrounding lands with humans. Our worlds were practically as one. But our goddess and our people, we sensed that times were starting to change, and it would no longer be our place to remain beside you. With a heavy heart, we parted ways. But we were told to not be sad. It wouldn't last forever, and a day would come when our kind would reunite. The goddess told us that those who were with us were destined to return, and that someday, a message would be delivered to their descendants. I believe that the chimes that brought you here, why, they were that message. No, you are the only one. Perhaps more will come. Or perhaps you are the only one left. It's too early to tell. I realize it's hard to believe. I need to still do more research. I also believe that this may be why your spirit appears as it did to me, and why it is so rich. Perhaps the mingling of our past people left a permanent stain on your spirit. Regardless of the truth of the matter, it is a joyous occasion to have you here. And if this is the truth of it, well, the future is bright for everyone. I need you to do me just a little favor, though. Agreeing without even knowing what is. Please, don't tell the others. Not yet. I need to learn more. I will tell them in due time. Now, I also came across another entry. Not quite related to the chimes, but... well, there were notes in the compatibility of our kind. Even I had forgotten, at least on the surface, given how long it'd been since we had humans here. But, well, the simplest way to put it is that the intimate moments you spend with us, they do far more than feed us energy. I think, underneath the surface, we instinctively knew that still. Even now, I think about pouncing on you and getting my fill. Just be careful. I don't know if you're ready to take on the responsibilities of an entire village of Kitsune. That's why we have to keep you secret. For now. Now, I think that's everything I want to tell you. So, why don't you pry your head from my soft thighs and we'll go get you cleaned up. Your escort is due to arrive any time now. And, well... we wouldn't want to keep her waiting. You know how she is. Good. Good. Well, I knew you'd understand. And if you do fancy me, and if you enjoy the time we spent together yesterday, well, do remember, you are always welcome to settle down with me at the shrine. Just a little food for thought.